Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. On this December afternoon, it's quite possibly the coldest day yet this winter, and the snowflakes are coming down bigger than silver dollars. Despite the weather, the Cannonball is faithfully making its Sunday afternoon run. Papa Chuck, Miss Harbor, and the club are all headed to Modesty to perform their Christmas reading at the Wednesday evening church service. They have one entire passenger car to themselves. Although there is another car behind them taking some railroad workers home for the night. We're just a few miles away from Modesty now, and the kids have all been models of good behavior. Until, well, now.
You give?
No, do you?
Say uncle and I'll let you go.
Oh, you say uncle and I'll let you go.
I sat here first.
I called first dibs.
Guys, give it a rest, will ya? Double headlocks are always a draw.
You give now?
Do you?
There's only one way to stop them.
Yeah, let's all pile on.
Did you bring it, Marcia?
Yes, three sprigs. Here, Stacy.
Bring what?
Our secret weapon. Take yours, Goose.
Oh, I get it. Hey, this is good. Girl good.
Okay, ready? Now.
Come here. Kissy, kissy.
CJ, look!
Oh, no. Uncle, Uncle, run for your life.
Mistletoe!
First dip. Hey, nice seat, CJ. Thanks, Ned.
You should be back by noon or so.
Children, find your seats.
Okay, back in your seat, guys. We're almost there. Just a couple more miles. Boom!
Papa Chuck, what's happening?
Hold on, everyone.
Something's wrong. We're going to crash.
Marcia, calm down.
Brace yourself.
Hold on.
Maybe something on the tracks.
What? What's on the tracks?
Ooh, I'll bet it's a stick-up.
Yeah, stick-up.
Maybe one of those bandit gangs from the mountains.
Do you really think so?
Ned, that is not helpful.
They won't take me alive. I'll smash them in the nose. I'll kick them in the shins. I'll kick them.
Calm down and stay in your seats.
Yeah, let's stay calm until the bandits come on. Then we'll panic.
Can we open a window?
Yeah, let's have a look.
I can see the conductor.
Let me see. Horace, what's going on?
I'm afraid there's been a snowslide in the pass. The tracks are covered. We're going to have to dig out.
Really? How long are we going to be stuck?
Tough to say. 3, maybe 4 hours if folks are digging on the other side.
Oh, we are going to power.
Children, settle down.
How do you know if they're digging?
Oh, they're digging all right. This happens about every winter. But I'll send one of the men over on foot to tell them that you are all here and safe.
So we just sit here for 4 hours?
That's not a good idea. Let me come up.
No!
4 hours? We're gonna freeze.
You see that big house up there on the hill?
Well, hard to miss it.
Well, it's the Range Mansion. I suggest you get Miss Harbor and the kids over there while we dig. It'll be warmer and a whole lot more comfortable. If he lets you in.
Who's he?
Nathan Range and his son. He's a mean old elk. He's chased about everyone off his land one time or another.
Is that really the kind of person we should be asking for hospitality?
Well, even he wouldn't have the nerve to turn a bunch of kids out in the snow. I'd say give it a go.
John! Have John! Move the shovels over the side!
Well, the crew's leaving to dig out. I gotta go. I'll come get you when the tracks are clear. Good luck.
Okay, let's do what he says. Okay, bundle up.
We're not going to make it in time for the service, are we?
I don't know, sweetie.
Don't forget your hat, Goose. Ned, your scarf.
Oh, I got it. Thanks.
This is just the kind of danger I have been preparing for. If he turns us away, we will need to use all of our survival skills.
We're walking a couple hundred yards to a mansion. All we're going to need is good manners to charm our way in.
If we're counting on your charm to get us in, we might as well start looking for shelter now.
Hysterical, CJ.
That's enough. Let's go and stay together.
I'm going to go talk with Horace for a minute. I'll catch up with you.
Well, it took no time at all to march through the snow and up to a rather intimidating front door on a rather intimidating house.
Ooh. Say a little prayer. Here it goes. Well, they should have heard that.
I'm scared.
It's okay, Marcia.
You just need to keep a stiff upper lip. In a minute, we'll be sipping cocoa by the fire, and you'll be happy as a clam.
How is a clam happy?
How do you know a clam is happy? By their smile?
I think not. Now I'm scared.
What are you doing here?
Hello. My name is Miss Harbor, and we're from Wildwood. The train is stranded until the pass is cleared, and I wonder if you would allow us to impose on you until they've dug through?
Well, Stacy is very charming.
CJ, you don't seem very mean.
Marcia!
Marcia!
Stacy is charming. Marcia is a little...
I think Marcia is charming, too. I'm Chester Range. Please come in.
Huh. Marcia's charming.
Who knew?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Papa Chuck.
Hello. I'm Papa Chuck.
Welcome, Papa Chuck. I'm Chester Range. Please come in.
Wow. Look at this place.
Miss Harbor, do you think I'm charming?
We all do, Marcia.
Oh, very nice place.
Thank you. Sorry for my poor manners. Can I take your coats? We don't have guests often. Ever.
Why?
What are you doing here?
It's all right, guys.
Father, I invited them in.
Well, you can invite them out. Get your coats back on. I want you all out of here this minute.
The scene could not have been more tense. The kids and Miss Harbor just stood there in this magnificent entryway, watching a father and son having a battle of wills right in front of them.
They are my guests.
I will not have strangers banging around the house, scuffing and who knows what all.
I'll take care of any scuffs. They are my guests, and I can't just send them back out in the snow. It would not be Christian.
I'm shoveling a path to the barn. When I get done, I expect you all to be gone!
I'm sorry. He's not as bad as he seems. Please take off your coats and come into the study.
I think I'll go out and give a hand to your father.
I wouldn't if I were you.
I'll take my chances. What's his name?
Nathan. Nathan Range.
I can't move!
Why not? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Marcia. I'm Marcia Moffin, and I'm afraid to scuff.
Then I sure don't want to scuff. I'm Ned. Ned Cleaver.
Nice to meet you both. It's all right.
I'm Goose. Can I take off my boots?
Of course you may, Goose.
Why don't we all take off our boots?
CJ Brown. Nice to meet you.
Stacy Clemmer.
Welcome, CJ. Stacy.
Oh, nuts. Miss Harbor.
Yes, CJ.
I've got pretty bad socks on. Mom said put on good socks. I didn't put on good socks.
Well, you are going to have to live with it. We clearly don't want any scuffing.
When will I learn?
Just stack them there and follow me.
Oh, the floor is slippery. Hey, watch me slide.
Ned, don't!
Sliding on the floor.
I agree. You all right?
Chester seems much nicer than his father. Miss Harbor, what would make someone so mean?
I do not know, Marcia. Chester is very nice.
And
charming. Do you think he's 13 or 14 years old?
Oh, brother.
What?
That's enough.
Please, have a seat.
Hey, this is amazing!
Thanks.
Have you read all those books?
Most of them. I certainly have the time.
You have more books than the Wildwood Library. This is amazing.
Chester?
Yes, Stacy?
This is a wonderful house.
Thanks.
But why don't you have anything Christmas-y around?
Hey, she's right. It's like Christmas didn't come here.
Well, it's just that we don't have time for that sort of thing.
Okay, everyone. Let's rehearse our play.
Isn't it going to be too late when we get there anyway?
We don't know that.
CJ, those are the worst socks I've ever seen. Didn't your mom...
Yes, she did. I'm a goofball who didn't listen to my mom. Can you just laugh at me all at once and get it over with?
Those are bad socks.
Embarrassing.
Okay. I got my laughing done.
Thank you.
We will use this area for the stage. Okay, come on, everyone. In your places.
Miss Harbor.
Yes, Marcia?
I need to really... Me too.
I can imagine. Chester?
Yes?
May we inquire as to where the ladies' room could be found?
Oh, sure. Just there, down the hall.
Be right back!
Goose! I'm coming!
You boys can set up.
Nathan, hi. Everyone calls me Papa Chuck. Can I give you a hand?
Suit yourself. Shovels are in the barn.
Beautiful place you've got here.
And peaceful, most of the time.
I'll bet it is. We were on our way to Modesty so the kids could perform our Christmas play for the folks at the community church.
I know them well.
Really? Do you go to the church?
Used to.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Is it just you, your son, and your wife that live here?
No. Just me and my son.
Chester, this is a beautiful photo.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your mother?
It was. She died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's why we don't have much to do with Christmas. She was the one who loved it most. She would turn this place into a winter wonderland.
How wonderful.
Garlands, decorations. She'd make Father bring home the most enormous tree he could find. Those were the good times.
Decorating for Christmas seems like a wonderful way to honor her and relive the memories you've made together.
That's what we don't want to do. We don't talk about her, and we don't do Christmas anymore. It hurts Father too much. We don't bring her up, and we act like there is no more Christmas.
Chester. Oh, Chester, that's not right.
Okie dokie, let's get on with the show. CJ, your socks that I'm done laughing about?
Yes.
I may not be as done laughing as I thought.
You should always wear good socks. You never know when you need to take your shoes off.
You can be sure that's a lesson I have now learned. Can we get back to rehearsal?
Okay, get into your places, and let's start from the last section.
From where?
Where Jesus is reading from Isaiah in the temple.
Got it.
Sounds like the church really stepped up to help.
Oh, they did. But after the funeral, they started bringing meals and flowers, wanting to comfort us. They all looked at us with nothing but pity. Chester and I have had enough pity to last a lifetime. I had them all pack up and leave. It was time to move on. Leave the past in the past.
They wanted to help you get over your loss. To help you heal.
We've healed. having a lot of strangers sitting around reminding you of the pain. We'd had enough. And for your information, we don't celebrate Christmas because it'd be too painful for Chester. That is our choice. We healed ourselves. We moved on alone.
Help him, Lord. Heal his broken heart.
Then Jesus went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
Throughout history, the nation of...
That is Jesus' job description.
I suppose it is. Very good, Chester. What are you thinking?
He came to set free those who are oppressed.
Yes, he did.
My father and I were oppressed.
Chester, there are terrible things that happen in life. Things you cannot get over by yourself. You need others to help you heal.
How would you know? You're just like the folks at the church. They say they know how you feel. No one knows how we feel.
Perhaps you're right. But we've had other losses, other pains that we've had to live through. I certainly have.
Like what?
Well, I was married once.
Really?
6 months after the wedding, he left home and never came back.
Why?
I'm not sure why. I don't know if I did something wrong or what the reason was. That kind of pain, that kind of wound, you can't heal by yourself. You need God, and he uses others to help you.
Didn't folks look at you with pity?
I suppose they did. But then I was pretty pitiful. For the most part, it was a loving pity. They felt bad for me. They took care of me. They told me to do things that would help me heal.
Like what?
Like going to church. Keep talking to God. And don't give up on things like Christmas. He also came to give us life and have it abundantly.
Does abundant life mean without pain?
It does not. But it does mean that even in the middle of the pain, you can have hope and peace, even joy.
We don't have any of that. We have boxes and boxes of Christmas stuff. You want to see?
I'd love to.
Well, the path is shoveled. Now it's time for you all to be on your way.
You've suffered a great loss. You are a strong and good-hearted person. But you are wrong to have turned your back on God and on everyone who tried to help you.
That's your opinion.
To get over something like this, you need help. You need...
Mama Chuck! Mr. Range! Chester's been hurt!
He's what?
He fell. I think he's hurt bad.
Chester! Where is he?
He's in the hallway!
Chester!
What happened?
He was trying to get some boxes down, and I think they fell on him. Knocked him off the ladder.
Let's go.
Try not to move it.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts bad.
Chester, are you all right?
I was getting the Christmas decorations down. I'm sorry, Father.
That's all right. Where does it hurt?
Oh, my shoulder. I think it's broken.
We've got to get him to a doctor.
The train should be able to get through soon.
How is he?
He thinks he's broke his shoulder.
Oh! Am I gonna be all right?
Of course you are. Just try and be still. Maybe ice. Should we get some ice on it?
Let me take a look. I've taken a few falls in my time.
Chester?
It's all right.
I need to press here.
Stop it! That's enough!
It's not broken.
It's not?
How do you know?
I did the same thing once. Your shoulder's out of the socket. It hurts like crazy. But it's not broken.
What do we do?
We put it back in.
How do we do that?
Nathan, you hold him down, and I'll pull on his arm and pop it back in place.
You're gonna pull on it?
You'll do no such thing.
You can't just leave it like it is.
If it's not broken, it'll take care of itself.
No, it won't. It'll get worse. It'll hurt awful bad when I pop it back in. And then it'll be over. He'll feel better and it'll heal fine. There's no other way.
I don't know.
He's gotta do it, Father. Just let him do it.
How do I hold him?
Let him lay down, and you keep his back to the floor. Ready, son?
Yep.
One, two, three!
Chester!
It's back in. He'll be fine.
That hurt!
I know it did.
It already feels better.
Papa Chuck, thank you.
Welcome. You're not gonna want to move that for a few days. You probably want to get a sling.
I think we can take care of that. Mr. Range, do you have an old sheet or linens that we could make a sling out of?
Of course. In the closet, around the corner. Let's get you to your room. Here we go.
Don't cry, Father. I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
Well, they got Chester all fixed up in his room. Between Miss Harbor and the kids, Chester was being served hand and foot. Papa Chuck and a very tired Nathan Range sat in the study staring into the fire, just thinking some serious thoughts.
I needed you.
Excuse me?
I couldn't have cared for him without you.
Just glad we were here.
Maybe the train is clear.
Is it the train?
Maybe so.
Is the train ready to go?
We'll know here in a minute. CJ, you really ought to wear better socks.
I will. From now on, forever.
Oh, Nathan, sorry to bother you, but we heard that the group from Wildwood is here.
Welcome, Pastor Nash. It's no bother, and come on in.
Well, there's a whole lot of us out here.
Did you bring the whole church?
Almost. Hey, Papa Chuck.
Pastor Nash, good to see you. What are you doing here?
Well, yes, we heard that you were stranded here, so I wanted to get a couple of sleighs together and come out to your rescue. Well, as it turned out, almost everyone wanted to come, too. Oh, hello, Miss Harbor.
Pastor Nash!
Well, come on in, all of you, and warm up by the fire.
You really mean it?
I do mean it. You're welcome here. You're all welcome here.
Nathan, you look good.
I am.
Father, what is it?
Well, it seems it's the whole church. They came to get Papa Chuck, Miss Harbor, and the kids.
Hey there, Chester. What's wrong with your arm, son?
We'll tell you all about it. Everyone, find a seat, and I'll put on some coffee.
We'll help.
Yeah, we'll help.
Thank you, girls.
Well, we couldn't get to the church, but the church came to us. Should we perform here?
Please do.
Well, the study is big enough to hold everyone. I don't see why not.
That would be splendid. Nathan?
Let's move some chairs into the study.
Look at all the Christmas decorations. There's boxes of them.
Mr. Range, would you allow us to put up some of the decorations?
Can they, Father?
I would be very grateful if you would.
Let's get to work, ladies.
Papa Chuck, thank you for your help. Thank you for everything.
Merry Christmas, Nathan.
where's the Christmas tree?
I guess we'll need to go out and get one.
Can we help?
Yes, you may. Chester, can we get some good socks for CJ?
This is so embarrassing.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Nathan and Chester turned the corner that year. They had asked Jesus to forgive them and save them from their sins years ago. But that Christmas, they let Jesus show them how to live. How about this Christmas you quit just getting by? Maybe this is your Christmas to let Jesus set you free.
In Bethlehem was born a holy baby. All the faithful had been waiting for that night. As Emmanuel was lying in a manger, they knew he'd come to bring his glorious light. Shining in the darkness, he sets the captives free. Because of his great love for us, there's new life for you and me. He is the peace that steals our souls. He is the joy that makes us whole. He is the hope of every lonely heart that's broken. In him we will never be alone. So let your heart become his home. Come to his manger and see. Jesus Christ the Lord, the Savior he was born to set you. Find the world's left you forsaken. He's the one who knows your sorrows and your fears. No matter how your life's been torn or shaken, he'll be there to help you through the us his healing touch so we can live again. He is the peace that steals our souls. He is the joy that makes us whole. He is the hope of every lonely heart that's broken. And we will never be alone. So let your heart become his home.
Christmas was written by Gary Armstrong and David Carl and directed by David Carl. The song, Set You Free, was written by Sandy Howell and Jody Frankfurt. Music was by Tim Hosmer, and our sound designer was Eric Basil.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.